Perhaps it's an old contest for attention, surfing versus bodyboarding. In the last week, it took the spotlight by way of proposed changes to the rules for awarding contest permits to use the beach on Oahu's North Shore. The changes are up for public comment until tomorrow. The director of the Pipeline Body Surfing Classic says those changes would disadvantage smaller operators and shut down event diversity. Alan Lennard is on the phone with us this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It would be easy to sort of characterize this as a David Goliath situation, but there are a lot more subtleties going on here. What would you say is the most effective way of explaining some of those subtleties as to who gets to use the beach?
Well, you know, the way that things have been evolving, this is a multi-year process for people who've been running contests. The city started as an example. They started the contest I've been running. They started it. The city created the contest. Over time, the city moved away from allowing that contest to be operated with them. They wanted it to be privatized. Now they're kind of going to, it appears to be they're like trying to force all the types of contests to fit into one kind of box. The rules are, most of the difficult rules have to do with the way that they choose who gets a contest and who doesn't. And that process actually came from a court lawsuit, and it was a judge told them they had to come up with some rules, and they came up with them really quickly and never tested them until they started using them. And then they only discovered the problems when people started saying, why are all your contests surfing contests, or what happened to the bodyboarding event? So, but the city didn't want to admit that it was their process. They just keep adding, they kept adding new, more complexities to it instead of reanalyzing why their process wasn't working.
In that reanalyzing of the process that you'd like to see happen, what do you think needs to be the starting point?
Well, a while back, probably about 15 years ago, the city had been using the same process that, like they use for soccer fields, which is they basically use we're using a form of mediation, and I had persuaded them to at least include in their most recent draft the language for a little tiny bit of mediation. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not real. The tools aren't there. We need the city to grasp the fact that mediation works. Right now, the way they do it is they have four people who I think they pay $30 or $35 or $40 an hour to, spending probably pretty much a week to vote on who gets a permit. And I think even if a mediator costs more money, the mediator could do the whole thing in a day, and it would be less money. And I think that they should reanalyze that process to include, to make mediation accepted in their instead of just kind of like saying, well, if you want to do mediation, you got to do it on your own, and we'll give you like a couple weeks, and you know, and if you don't do it, then we're gonna, you know, the only thing good about their bad process, it's like a dagger that scares everybody into going to a mediation. If a mediation really was true, everybody would probably go to it because it's probably an option that would give them a better chance of getting a contest.
But you sort of jumped from the how do we start a process that's going to be fair for everybody in choosing who gets those permits to what do you do when there's a problem, and there's the issue of mediation. So going back to the beginning for a second, with only 64 permits, we're talking about a finite space. How would you see this done in the fairest way possible?
Well, first of all, there's not 64 contests. There's just 64 days. Most contests use anywhere from 1 to 4 days each.
I'm sorry, I meant permits.
Permits. Yeah,
I meant 64 permits.
I want a permit. So there's an absolute maximum of 64 days they can give. You divide it up between Sunset Beach. It's a complex thing. You got to understand the scheduling. But basically, a lot of the rules that they're proposing, I have no problem with. I mean, if you know, as far as following all the other rules, yeah. But what it really comes down to, like, I think that, you know, on the TV piece, they had one person was upset about something to do with it, the more money you donate to a nonprofit, the better your ranking. Well, I don't really have any problem with that. I mean, I think it's kind of arbitrary. But they're trying to come up with something they can push through so they can close the books on it. It's
yes,
not
so Mr.
Lenard,
I have a question for you, though. If you have problems with the way the rules are and you want to see this done in a fair way possible, what would you like to see happen that would make it fair for all, larger promoters, smaller promoters, so that whatever these 64 days or however they're divided up, in your eyes, would be done in a fair way?
Well, the process that's flawed is the conflict resolution process itself, because there's always going to be someone applying, more than one person applying for the same time. So the process in which they choose who gets it is the problem. Okay, that is the problem. They don't understand. It doesn't really give a balance or a diversity. They actually removed some of the wording for diversity out of the rules to try to make it look like it shouldn't have anything to do with diversity. But the reality is, it really does have to do with to make sure that the whole calendar is nothing but surfing or bodyboarding or body surfing. It should mix, be a good mix. So the way they have to do that should. Right now, they're doing it by having a group of people give a numerical ranking to each event based on these unusual characteristics. They need to go back to the basics and realize that the tools they need would be the same tools that a mediator would need. They have to create the tools, the right questions. The each contest promoter needs to come up with their priority list, say, I can run it in a certain period of time because I'm looking for this kind of surf. I only need really a couple days. I don't need 3 days. So get them to basically get really honest on what they need instead of like the person saying, oh, I'm raising $10 million. They're trying to make all the contests be the bigger, more gigantic events. But that's not. But the Menuhuni is an example. It's a little kids event. Mm. How are they going to compete with a $500,000 surf contest?
So just because we need to go in just a second, your bottom line point seems to be the focus on the diversity of the events and who they really serve and what that says about all the city and the contest that it wants to help promote by giving a permit, and that's the process that you'd like to see retooled.
That's a big part of it. I mean, right now, they could probably save money by using a real mediation model with their unusual conflict resolution used as the ongoing threat.
Mr. Lenard, we have to go. I'm sorry. We are slaves to the clock, and I'm sorry we have to go. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Al Lenard is the contest director for the Pipeline Body Surfing Classic. It began in 19... I can't see what this date is, but anyway, since 2008, Mr. Lenard says the contest has been denied a permit 5 out of 6 times by the Department of Parks and Recreation. If you'd like to weigh in on the proposed rules, you have until tomorrow to submit your comments to the city.